Well, I think we need to, set the record straight, and that is that there was no guns on those helicopters, and whether or not you want to believe ATF, there was National Guard officers on those helicopters.
There was no guns on those helicopters.
That's a lie. That is a lie. He's a damn liar.
Did you hear that?
I know what he said, but it's not true.
He wants to talk to you now.
Okay.
Now, Jim, you're a damn liar now. Let's get real.
David?
You listen to me. You're sitting there and telling me that there were no guns on that helicopter?
I said they didn't shoot. There's no guns.
You are a damn liar.
Oh, you're wrong, David.
You are a liar.
Okay. Just calm down.
And, let me tell you something. When I am ready to cry into my God, you are going to stand before a furious God who's going to judge you from the time you were conceived. You don't fear God, and I understand that. And I've come to this world just like you, and I know the reasons why you don't. But there comes a point where there has to be a bridge made between carnality and divine inspiration. There is a truth of a God, whether it's true or fictitious, whether it's a Peter Pan story or not. That storybook for infidelity says there's a God who sits on a throne. Now, if it's just the story of infidelity, it's a political matter because this country, this nation states that in a God it trusts. Now, I want to know which God we're trusting in. I want to know what bureaucracy allowed men and women of this world to exercise a religion or a mental kind of sedition that allows them to go and sit congregationally and hear words of hope and words of peace when in this world there is none. Now, if the Bible's a lie, then the system that allows such a speech is a lie. But if the Bible's true, and there are those who will believe its witness, then it must be a judgment involved. Okay, so you say the Bible's true, Jim. All right, so you know the Bible then. So you say Christ, you believe in Christ. So you know Christ. Okay, well, show me the seven seals. That is going to judge you and this whole nation. You don't believe me, I understand. And you don't fear me. But I have laid here and tolerated, step by step, your kindness, and I've been telling you about this policy, lamb-like, but speaking as a dragon. They project that I have lied to you. No, I did not lie to you. You will learn that I also have chief of command, too, and that there is a God in heaven. You will learn that the hard way. You could learn it if you would open your eyes and open your ears and open your heart and consider. Now, you're saying that no one's on the perimeter. I mean, everyone says, no, well, they have been running around here all along, and you know it, Jim. If you don't, you need to ask your commanders in charge and say, hey, honestly, you are giving me a bad back to bat with. Because, these lies are not making you look very good to anybody here. Now, then you say that the helicopters had guns and didn't fire. Well, you are wrong. You are dead wrong. That may be what you might want the media to believe. But there's other people that fall too. Now tell me, Jim, again. You're honestly going to say those helicopters didn't fire on any of us? I'm here.
Yeah, what I'm saying is, now I listen to you, now you listen to me, okay?
I'm listening.
Okay, what I'm saying is that those helicopters did not have mounted guns, okay? Now listen, let me explain first, because you cut me off and you never get my idea, okay? What I'm trying to express to you. Steve gets a little bit hot at me, and you're a little calmer, and we can explain it to each other and then work out the facts.
Well, okay? I want to listen to you. Go ahead.
Okay, what I'm saying is, I'm not disputing the fact that there might have been fire from the helicopters. If you say there was fire from the helicopters and you were there, that's okay with me. What I'm telling you is there was no mounted guns. You you know, outside mounted guns on those helicopters.
I agree with you on that.
Oh, all right, and that's the only thing I'm saying.
Okay.
Now, the agents on the helicopters had guns.
I agree with you
okay.
on that.
You understand what I'm saying?
I agree with you.
Okay. Okay, so, see, we're not even in dispute, and Stephen's getting all worked up over it.
Well, no, what the dispute was over, I believe, Jim, is that you said that they didn't fire on us from the helicopter.
Well, what I mean is a mounted gun, a mounted, you know, like a mounted machine gun.
Yeah, but beside the point, what they did have was machine guns.
Okay, I don't know what they had. They were armed. The people inside had pistols or
we
rifles.
Agree then.
Okay, all right, that's good. That's good, we agree. Okay, let's just leave it at that. Okay?
All right.
How you doing, other
I heard this.